there we are. That was Go We Girl by Ed Sheeran. So I'd like to welcome Kevin Branigan from Careers Unlimited. A very good morning to you, Kevin.
Hi, Frank. Good morning to you.
You're very welcome to the programme. So, Kevin's on to talk to us about a jobs expo which is returning to Galway this autumn. I was just reading all about it, Kevin. There's a lot of brilliant information and a lot of support and help for people who want to maybe actively look for a different job, or here at home and abroad, etc. Perhaps you could maybe explain to listeners some of the events that are going on.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the opportunity to come on there and speak about this. Yeah. Our jobs event, Jobs Expo Ireland, it's coming to Galway. We come to Galway every 6 months, and we are in Galway at Leisureland on the 17th of September. So we're really excited about coming to Galway, and we've got over 30 of the leading employers in Ireland and in the west of Ireland specifically who are looking to recruit in Galway. I suppose just to mention some of them, the event itself is sponsored by Lidl. There's a huge array. There's a huge range of employers. There's the National Ambulance Service. There's An Garda Síochána, Johnson & Johnson, Canvas Medical, ESB, some of the medical companies like Abtran, HID Global, Diligent Technology, Chanel Group. You know, and the list goes on. So we have a full day on the 17th September at Leisureland, starting from 10 o'clock in the morning till 4 p.m. And all of these employers will be available on hand to actually speak face-to-face with people looking for jobs. And, you know, I suppose what we always advise people, it's a fantastic opportunity to meet the people who make the decisions face-to-face. You know, there's no other way that you can get that opportunity other than attending a physical jobs expo where you can meet these people.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. It's a great opportunity to, everybody out there, really, it's a great opportunity to sell yourself, isn't it?
Well, yes, and I suppose, you know, we would all be familiar with the examples of people applying for jobs. You know, you're sending your job application via a jobs website or you know, sending it off to, mm-hmm. to a HR email address. And so many people don't even hear anything back because yes. there's so many applicants. Quite often you don't hear back. And, you know, you're sending it into a faceless, you know, a faceless contact address. You don't know who's going to read your CV, and you don't know anything about the culture of the company you're going to apply for. Whereas when you attend one of our jobs events, the actual decision makers are there. The HR managers, the personnel directors, the people who are going to make the decisions are actually there in the event. And it's your chance to literally talk to them face to face and eyeball mm-hmm. and have a conversation. Because, you know, in the jobs market of today, it isn't just about what candidates employers want to employ. It's about which companies people want to work for. And what you find now, so much, companies are very much trying to get the work-life balance right. Mm-hmm. They're trying to provide additional benefits, such as healthcare, you know, gym, flexible working, all of those different types of things, you know, are available from companies. And it's companies' opportunity to tell you about them, and it's your chance to ask about them face-to-face, and you never get that opportunity when you're just applying via a website. And what's also really helpful then, if you decide that you want to apply for a job at a company you've spoken to, the following week, you're following up on your conversation and you're starting, you know, you're addressing your application to the person you spoke to, and it's further to our conversation.
Yes.
That Saturday. And that is invaluable.
Yeah. I think that because, as you said, today's employment market circumstances, even since the pandemic, etc., things have changed dramatically. And companies' working practices have changed considerably to match people's needs, really, or what's required now out in the marketplace. And as you say, if there's somebody that you're meeting face-to-face, you're putting a face to a name straight away, as they are as well, because you would hope that you can create a sufficient impression with the particular employer, if you like. So there's obviously clinics, etc., as well at the expo, isn't there?
Yeah, so it's a really busy day for all people who wish to attend, because we've the employer hall, which is over 30 of the leading employers in the west of Ireland. Then we have a full day of seminars on our agenda stage. You know, so we've talks like you know, how to return to work, returning to work or changing careers, the key skills and qualities employers are looking for, you know, what does the right career look like for you, you know, five steps to land your dream job, how to stand out on LinkedIn. So they're just four examples of the types of talks. And we have a full day from 10 to 4 where we've, you know, we've literally got talk after talk after talk. And people can dip in and out of the talks on the day if they want to speak to employers, you know, and or else if they want to attend specific ones, they can just come in and attend those ones. We also have our career clinic, which is it's staffed by fully qualified career guidance counsellors. So we'll have six on the day. So if people want career advice, quite often, even though there are, you know, plenty of job opportunities, quite often people aren't sure what they want to do. You know, perhaps they're at a stage where they're starting their career, they're a graduate, and they need some advice. Or, you know, what you can often find, people who've been in the career for 10, 20 or even 30 years might feel they want to change, they want to go a different direction, but they aren't sure how to go about it and they need advice. And that's what our career clinic is for. They can sit down with one of the qualified counsellors for 5 to 10 minutes on the day. They can have a chat with them. They can explain their circumstances, get advice. And if they want to follow up with that individual career counsellor when the event is over, they can make contact with them. But it's a really useful way for people just to get, you know, a sense check when they're at a certain point in their career to see if they're in the right job. Really just, you know, to ventilate any concerns they might have about their career direction and get professional advice. So all of that is taking place on the day, on the 17th of September at Leisureland. And it's all free of charge as well. I think that's the remarkable thing. There's no entry charge. So people only have to register on the website, jobsexpo.ie, and that brings them into the event free of charge. And they can stay there all day if they want at all and attend the seminars.
And just a question that's in my head, I think you really made it clear there, but just for the listeners, it's not for any specific demographic, is it?
No, it's for everybody. So it's for graduates who might be finishing college, you know, and are trying to decide what to do. It's for people looking to, say, you might be, you know, school leaver, and you might want to talk to people about apprenticeships. You know, many of these companies will offer some form of apprenticeships. You know, you could be 30, 40, 50 or 60. You know, you don't have to fit into any demographic for you to be of interest to employers. And things have changed dramatically over the last few years, and particularly during COVID. So it's for everybody. So anybody looking for a new opportunity in the west of Ireland in 2022 and 2023.
Yeah, so all listeners, anybody out there that wants to come along on the 17th of September, it's on between 10 and 4, and it's jobsexpo.ie is where they would register for an online ticket, whatever you call it.
Yes, so it's jobsexpo.ie. You can go in there, there's a big register button, register free of charge, but also all of the information is on the website. So we have all the exhibitors listed, and even at the moment, we're 2.5 weeks to the event. We're still adding, you know, employers are still signing up to attend. We're still putting in new seminars. So all of the information is there, and you can read it, you know, just get the full picture of what's going to happen. You can also sign up for updates. If you want us to keep you updated via newsletter, you can sign up there. But I think, you know, the most important thing, it's free of charge. All you have to do is register and come on down on the 17th of September at Leisureland in Galway. And hopefully the sun will be shining. Our last event, maybe last April, the sun was beating the trees. It was unreal.
Brilliant. Nice place to be, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. And I guess it was much different than our last one. Sorry, the one before last in November, it was like the worst weather you'd ever imagine. It was lashing rain. But certainly the weather in April more than made up for that.
Yeah,
and we're really hoping for a good day on the 7th of September.
Brilliant. And just out of curiosity, Kevin, what kind of feedback are you getting from the employers and anybody that's attended these particular events in the past? What sort of feedback do you get?
The feedback we get from employers in the west of Ireland is that the talent base in the area, in the west of Ireland, and in Galway in particular, is really strong. You know, they're very well educated, and you know they're very interested in the area. You know, obviously, you know, certain sectors have you know, really grown in the west of Ireland over the last few years, you know, the likes of the pharma and medtech in particular, but there are other sectors as well. So it's certainly, you know, it's regarded as a hotspot, and, you know, for talent and for job opportunities. And I think one of the things which, say, people in Dublin don't often think about it so much, but certainly outside Dublin, one of the things that's a huge factor for employees in the west of Ireland and employers as well is, you know, is the lifestyle and the culture
quality of life
in the west of Ireland. Like, it's so different. Like, people in Dublin are in the rat race, you know, you're, even after COVID, you know, it's coming back. You get up, you go to work, and you come home, and you've got a few hours and the weekend off. Whereas the west of Ireland has so much to offer in terms of scenery, the lifestyle, the culture, and it's regarded as being, as I say, as you know, one of the key benefits for companies. I suppose it's the extra productivity they get from people that are happy, you know, it's certainly one of the things that we're doing at the moment, we're just preparing to release our latest Jobs Expo survey. This is something that we do every 6 to 12 months,
right.
And we released one last year, and we're just about to go out into the field with it in the west of Ireland, and we'll have results within the next week and a half. But that in itself will tell us, you know, what are people's attitudes towards working in the west of Ireland, and what are the priorities? You know, is it salary? Is it the extra benefits like gym? You know, additional holidays? Is it working from home? You know, flexible working? And what would be of great interest to see is what are people's attitudes towards those factors? You know, which are the key priorities compared to people in Dublin? Because I would say that if you're in Dublin, for the most part, it'll be salary, because, you know,
cost of living.
The cost of living is so high, cost of property, cost of rent is so high, and it'll be very interesting to see what's the differential between what people in Dublin may think and what do people in Galway or, you know, the south in Cork think, and what are the differing priorities depending on where you are in the country. So we'll have data in the next week and a half on that, and if it's of interest, I'd love to back on if it's possible and have a chat.
Yeah, it would be good. I would love to know that, actually, because, I mean, I worked in Dublin for years, and it was very much work, busy, busy, chop, chop. And you were working, you didn't do much. You said a weekend, that was all. And you sort of rested the weekend because you were so tired from your travelling through the week. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? So, you know, and having moved down to this neck of the woods down here in Connemara, it's just a different pace, different life. I mean, my drive this morning to work was through the Mamtot Mountains. It was just stunning, you know. So you have to make a conscious decision. But the good news from what you're seeing is that the employers here, the big named employers, are realising the opportunity and the quality of the people here in Galway, you know, the universities and everything else, and the skills that they have are a great, as you said, I think you used the word hotspot. For recruiting them for this part, for this neck of the woods. So I would love to get you back on to hear how that went, and obviously in terms of your the information comparison to the results from Dublin as well. So we'll definitely do that. But well, I wish you every success, Kevin. I'm sure it will be. I'm sure
it'll
be a huge success on the 17th of September at Leisureland. And we'll certainly encourage our listeners to call in and register first of all, obviously, on jobsexpo.ie, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Okay, Frank. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Kevin. All the best now. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that was Kevin Brannigan, the event director for Careers Unlimited. So that's the Jobs Expo Galway being held on the 17th of September. And as I said, Kevin has said, there's no particular demographic. So if you're slightly more mature, I think is the phrase to use, and are thinking about maybe a career change or want to do something a bit different or a bit bored in the job you're doing, there's no harm going along, because all the people that really count who could potentially employ you will be there. The decision makers, effectively, will be there. So I would encourage you to register for that. I think we'll play it up.